We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Presented by Chafin Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Doran Dickerson next hour. Mike Tomlin went on this Instagram feed with somebody who I've never heard of. Looked like a young kind of entrepreneurial broadcaster kind of deal, and actually said something that was very raw and straightforward about Steelers rookies that I hadn't heard him say yet. And it was interesting that it was said to this kind of non-traditional media person. And we have the comments, and we'll play them coming up in a few minutes. Jason Mackey, our Pirates insider here at 93.7 The Fan, joins us right now. He was the first to tell you that the Pirates were going to stop paying some of their employees for now, the furloughs that went into effect. You read between the lines here, Jason. Anything to take from this and apply to the state of the negotiations between the players and the owners?
I hope so, Andrew. I'm optimistic. I hope that the Players Association sees this, and I know they do. That doesn't mean they're going to take a stupid deal, but you know, I think it underscores what a gigantic machine this is. And you know, whether you want to say Major League Baseball or each individual team, and it just, you know, it stinks. The Pirates, I don't think, did anything wrong. We can sit here and bat around how screwed up the economics of baseball are. I think that's a fair argument in all of this. But the Pirates, for what they are, they hung in a decent, a respectable amount of time. They made it past the Angels. It just stinks that this should have to happen, and it makes me root for a deal to get done.
I mean, do you think that we're any closer, for example, today, Friday, than, I don't know, Jason, let's just say Monday, because days and lengths of time seem to have no meaning anymore, but are they moving forward at all in your
opinion? It's tough to say, Chris, and it's tough to say because the one issue or problem that I thought would arise here doesn't seem to be as big of one, and that is getting on the field safely. The players and the teams really feel like there is a pathway to do this. I would like to maybe hear more from medical experts or politicians, but it certainly seems like both of those people are in favor of sports restarting. So let's say we cross that bridge. I mean, I didn't think that would be something we would be able to do so easily, and it's basically a financial situation at this point. I don't know. It goes back and forth on what day it is and what the individual discussion is, but I'm hopeful that something gets done. Mm-hmm. I do think somebody is going to have to budge, mm-hmm, because the way arguments are right now, like, you know, you've got the players thinking one thing, the owners thinking something else, and those two things don't intersect. Mm-hmm. But to me, if you get the health part of it figured out, man, you got to get the other half done.
Jason Mackey, our Pirates insider. Jason, when you talk to all the people connected to the Pirates, who sounds more optimistic? Pirates front office people that are closer to ownership, or the players?
I would have to say the front office people connected to ownership on the team side of things. But I can't say that I've gotten a bunch of pessimism from players.
Okay.
I can't say that, you know, again, they want to play, the teams want to play. And it's tough to describe. I'm looking for the right words, but I mean they're not going to accept a stupid deal. But I think players wholeheartedly believe that they're going to get a different deal placed in front of them. That at some point, something's going to change. There's too much at stake here for the players. There's too much at stake here for the owners. And, you know, I had this timeline put to me, Andrew, and I think this might be a better way of answering the question, but that there's sort of an expectant back and forth, standoff, posturing, whatever, through the end of the month. But when it comes down to it, they expect to get something done by the end of May, early June, have teams in spring in spring training 2.0. For a lot of teams, that's basically going to be the home ballpark. But there's still a sense of optimism that something gets done here.
Well, they've got the sword of Damocles hanging over them, and that's Andrew Filippone's threat, Jason, that he's done with baseball if they don't find a way to meet here.
I don't blame him. On the field. I don't blame him, by the way.
Thank you, Jason.
Well, he's
I will have a very
lying.
Tough time coming back from it too. It would frustrate me as a lifelong fan of the sport, someone who covers it. Like, that would really tick me off personally. If they went into this and said, you know what, we can't do it safely. We can't do it in a way that appeases people. It's just too cumbersome. It's too much of a. I'm okay with that.
Same.
Can't do the money thing. You got to figure out
look,
the money.
Hold on, Jason. Wouldn't it look bad, though, if they said that and they claimed that, and it's the sport of the four major sports, it's the one with the least physical contact. Wouldn't it look ridiculous if they said that and then the NHL and NBA managed to come back and here was baseball sitting on the sidelines saying that safety was a concern? I think people would see right through that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point, Chris. It really is. And one thing I find fascinating, and I think we've talked about this before, and I'm not sure how the story's going to end, with Major League Baseball basically saying, like, look, we're pushing for this plan to play in home ballparks, whereas the NHL and the NBA have both kind of adopted the hub city thing. And what if that is sort of the pathway here, and Major League Baseball won't acknowledge that?
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous, frankly, that there's so much dependent on this, and you're like, no, I have to play in my own ballpark. I can't go be on an island somewhere.
But you just wonder again if that's something the owners are fighting for, or the players, and some of them have already set out and have come out and said they won't do the biodome deal. They won't do the hub city.
You know what's
thing.
Crazy though, Andrew, is if you look through all of the details in that biodome thing, it's not like there's a whole bunch of freedom. It's not like you can go places and do things where it's going to be entertaining. I mean, it's still pretty darn locked down, even if you're in, like, actual society.
Jason, where are you on the universal DH? I don't know if I've ever asked you that question before.
A reluctant participant, I would put myself there.
What the hell's that mean?
It means you have to do it. It's stupid to not have a DH right now. That's
why?
What that means. Because I don't want to see a pitcher flailing away. Dude, baseball's
Thank
got
you,
a
Jason.
Problem with making itself interesting right now. And that is a very big umbrella.
Well, let me ask you this question then. Is the American League much more interesting than the National League? Does the AL do better ratings, but more fans go to games? People decide to watch the American League product over the National League product?
No, I see what you're saying there, but I mean, on the whole, like, don't you want to make a bunch of changes right now to baseball to make it more interesting? I do.
I just never have felt like one extra hitter made American League Baseball more interesting to me.
Pony likes mathematically bad plays where you sacrifice an out for 90 feet and think you're getting closer to actually scoring a run when it's proven that that's not the case in most situations. So that's what he's trying to argue in favor of here.
Chris, in most
I would prefer
I would
to watch guys
him.
Hit dingers, Jason.
I just think you have to make moves to make it more interesting, and the DH is an easy one.
Yeah, I just don't think it'll make it much more interesting. They got to come up with something better than that, than one extra hitter in National League cities.
Well, you got to make the games faster, for one.
Well, that doesn't make it faster, right?
Yes, I mean, it does.
If it's an extra hitter instead of an automatic out?
Yeah, there's less changes to protect the pitcher spot. I mean, that's an extra 3-4 minutes out of games right there. You just play straight through. You eliminate changes.
Pinch hitting for the pitcher takes that much time? What am I missing here?
You have more pitching changes in National League games. Look it up. There are more pitching changes.
I don't know about that. I think you might have thrown that out there. I don't know if that's exactly tried and true, that there are many more pitching changes in National League games.
No, I just looked it up, and it is, because I happen to go to baseballfactsthatareirrefutable.com.
Oh, okay. Thank you for finding us that website, Chris. Baseball. What is it again?
Baseballfactsthatareirrefutable.com.
Baseballfactsthathelpchrismullersargument.com.
No, it was actually my argument that I was trying to haphazardly prop up. So if we're going to blame somebody, it's me. I have a 50% chance of being right.
I have a serious question about the health and safety stuff. I mean, we all sort of scoffed at the absurdity of the no spitting, no high-fiving, no seeds. How much of that actually makes it into whatever final product baseball puts together? That just seems, on the outside looking in, truly, like something that's so over the top it almost reads like it's from The Onion.
Yeah, it kind of did, but the stuff like the high-fiving and the seeds, I can see making it through. The stuff like you can't shower at the ballpark or like the cold tubs are unavailable, I can't see that making through. I mean, the showering thing's just like basic hygiene. That's gross. You're going to play a baseball game in 98-degree weather, and then you're all stinky, and you're going to get on a plane. Like, it's just weird.
How about Mueller's high school basketball team, Jason? They'd play, and then they'd put their shirt and tie and khakis back on and wouldn't shower?
Dude, that is messed up, man. We would shower all the time. Like after high, that was a great part of high school athletics.
I don't know if I'd say great, but you got used to it. It was a little bit weird at first, but I'm with you.
Come on, we had like individual stalls.
Oh, we didn't.
At Brentwood.
Oh,
it was a great time. You'd screw around and whatever.
Oh, yeah, the showers at North Catholic's old building on Troy Hill looked like something out of Shawshank.
All right, Jason. I'll talk
very
to you
well, guys. Have a good one.
There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.